Hello there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. So excited to have you here with me, and thank you so much for valuing the Word of God so much. I'm really excited about what we're going to be reading next, and I'm not going to tell you what it is, but it'll be a surprise. And it's something I have never read for you in these past 4.5 years or 4 years plus, and I think it will be a blessing to you. So anyway, I'm looking forward to doing that, but today we are in Proverbs 26, verses 15 through 28, and this is what it says in the World English Bible. The sluggard buries his hand in the dish. He is too lazy to bring it back to his mouth. The sluggard is wiser in his own eyes than 7 men who answer with discretion. Like one who grabs a dog's ears is one who passes by and meddles in a quarrel not his own. Like a madman who shoots torches, arrows, and death is the man who deceives his neighbor and says, "Am I not joking?" For a lack of wood, a fire goes out. Without gossip, a quarrel dies down. As coals are to hot embers and wood to the fire, so is a contentious man to kindling strife. The words of a whisperer are as dainty morsels. They go down into the innermost parts. Like silver dross on an earthen vessel are the lips of a fervent one with an evil heart. A malicious man disguises himself with his lips, but he harbors evil in his heart. When his speech is charming, don't believe him, for there are 7 abominations in his heart. His malice may be concealed by deception, but his wickedness will be exposed in the assembly. Whoever digs a pit shall fall into it. Whoever rolls a stone, it will come back on him. A lying tongue hates those it hurts, and a flattering mouth works ruin. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, there's a lot here about what people say. And so first thing we're going to ask, Lord, is that you would convict us of any mouth sins, of when we have concealed our hatred, or when we have said our hatred, or when we have lied, when we have flattered others, when we have gossiped and added fuel to the gossip fire, when we've been malicious, and when we have been unkind with our mouths. Lord, I know it's probably one of the hardest parts of our relationship with you and our sanctification journey is to tame our tongue. And it is, as you say, a restless evil, a fire, a rudder of a ship. There's so much that there's life and death in the power of the tongue. And Lord, we need your help. I need your Holy Spirit to help me to say things that are only good for the edification of others, that would really be about building them up. Lord, help us to be encouragers today with our mouths instead of people who look only for the negative and pull it out of people. Lord, help us to be just alert to the needs of others so that we can build them up today. Lord, thank you for verse 17 about one who grabs a dog's ears as one who passes by and meddles in a quarrel not his own. I remember in seminary when my husband was there at DTS, this was one of the proverbs he had to do an entire sermon on. And so this one just sticks out to me, that it is so, so important that we stay in our own business and don't try to, just fix everything. It's not our job to fix everything, and especially in things that are not supposed to be our realm of responsibility. So Lord, maybe there's someone out there that needs to hear that today, that they need to let someone else deal with their own stuff and not be codependent, and to let it slide and to walk away and let the people who are having the difficulties in the situation work it out themselves. And Lord, it just says that it's like grabbing a dog by the ears. And I have a dog, and grabbing her by the ears is not a wise decision. So in other words, we get bitten. And although my dog doesn't really bite, but she doesn't like it. She doesn't like her ears being touched that way. So anyway, Lord, that was an aside. Help us not to meddle in other people's affairs. Help us to have today be a day where we put a guard over our mouth of the things that we want to say, and help us to process instead with you. So also another thing that I've learned, Lord, is just that when I see something broken in someone else, I might have the tendency or longing to tell them about it, or to help them, or maybe bring it to light, or even be mean about it. But Lord, a lot of times that's just a prompting by you for intercession. So when I see that those issues, prompt me instead, and I know you have done this, but help us to obey you, to intercede for the person rather than gossip about them, hurt them with our words, judge them relentlessly. Instead, may that judgment turn around to be a heart of intercession for those who are broken. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. You're such a blessing to me. I'm grateful that God created you. You're on this earth for a reason, and He has put you in this sphere of influence that only you have. And so just go and bloom brilliantly today.